talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. In the last hour, I told you about a poll that would make the hair on a monkey's back stand straight on end if the monkey understood what this poll meant. And here's what it is. They polled Republicans, a big sample of them. It's a good poll with a very small margin of error. And they said, suppose Donald Trump formed a third party. Would you follow him and vote in that third party? 70% said either yes or I would strongly consider it. 70%. Only 30% flatly said no. That is a big number. When you have 70% of a party, of one of the two political parties in this country, saying that we will place Trump over our party. Now you understand why all of these Republican senators, that rabble in the Republican caucus in the Senate, frankly, the rabble in the Republican caucus in our state legislature, all of them, they're a rabble. They're only interested in getting reelected. And they know that 70% of their party, and that theoretically could be the primary vote, 70% of it places Trump over the Republican Party. Then they asked in this poll, what about Republicans who vote to impeach Trump? You know, there were 10 of them in the House to impeach Trump. There are now 6 in the Senate who overcame objections and voted to let the conviction phase continue. And before, there were 5 in the Senate who said that that resisted it the first time, the dismissal. 71% of Republicans said that anybody who moves to impeach Trump or do anything to help that move along is disloyal. 71%, only 29% that they were said they were principled individuals. Only 29%. Now you know why people don't lightly in that Republican caucus in either the House or the Senate vote to impeach Trump or to move it along or, God forbid, convict him, despite the video. You saw the video. Everybody listening to this has seen some of the video, and some of you saw the 13 minutes that Jamie Raskin excerpted and put on yesterday. But even in the face of that, 71% of Republicans say that anything having to do with helping impeach Trump is disloyal. Disloyal to what? They're not thinking of the United States. I mean, the United States deserves our primary loyalty, and it's not that. And it's not loyal to the Republican Party. It's loyalty to Donald Trump. It has become a cult, a party of a cult of Trump. And that is what has happened in the Republican Party. Now, oddly, although it's not odd when you take a look at the underlying numbers, in a poll of everybody, Democrats and Republicans, 56% of everybody think that Trump should be convicted in this conviction phase trial and then removed from any ability to ever run again. In other words, that second prong only requires a majority vote where you just vote that he can't ever hold federal office again. 56%. But the reason for that is virtually it's unanimous in the Republic among the Democrats. It's up around 90%. And the number of Republicans who believe that are some small subset of the 30% who said they wouldn't join a third party with Trump, and the 29% who said that it was principled to impeach him, is very lopsided. It's very, very lopsided, and it deserves a lot of thought. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
You learn stuff all every day.
Dick of Madison, my friend. What's up?
I wasn't aware that Trump University had a law school until yesterday. those two guys, were you at the UW when Ken Hur had the legal clinic in Madison? You could see an attorney for just $10.
Say that again. You're starting to fade, Dick. Say that again.
Ken Hur, were you in Madison on campus when he had his business, his law business? It was, he had a thing called the legal clinic, and you could see an attorney for just $10. And
oh, right. Yeah. And I know what you're talking about. Right, exactly. And that was very, you know, those kind of clinics are very, very good for people that have landlord-tenant questions or minor criminal questions, and they don't want to go through the whole legal process. Yeah, that's what's your point then, Dick?
Well, the whole thing yesterday reminded me, when they were speaking, of when I would be BSing my dad on a subject of interest to him, and he would go, are we talking about the same thing here? I mean, they were rambling on about absolutely nothing. Absolutely
right.
Nothing.
Right, they were. They were meandering. Castor in particular was not only not prepared, but I think he was in over his head. He'd be in over his head in small claims court, frankly. This guy was up there. He was selling his client down the river all over the place and then saying really clumsy things like Nebraska has, a great judicial something or other. And, you know, the whole thing was pathetic. You wouldn't have expected it for a first year law student. And that's what you got. But, you know, here's the deal. And you're raising an issue that I want to hit right now. Trump can't get better lawyers because he doesn't pay them. He stiffs them. You know, everybody goes, well, the main lawyers, the real fancy ones, the really well-known ones, they're not going to deal with Trump because it would sully their reputations. Are you kidding me? Take a look at some of the people. You know, Bernie Madoff had plenty of lawyers, okay? Everybody has lawyers. Trump doesn't pay them. One of the things that he did, and I'm going to say this again, I said it in a show some time ago, when he had he wanted pianos in some of the suites at one of his Trump hotels, calls up this guy. He says, I want, you know, say 50 pianos. These are expensive instruments. Guy goes, okay. He goes out and he buys 50 pianos and marks them up, you know, 10, 20%, delivers them. They're installed, sends a bill. Trump says, I'm not paying it. He said, what do you mean you're not paying it? They argue. He goes, well, all right, well, at least pay me what I paid. I'm out of pocket. Trump said, no, I'm not paying you anything. So the guy says, I'll sue you. Trump said, go ahead. It'll cost you more to hire a lawyer than the pianos are worth. I'll tell you what, I'll give you half. The guy had no choice. He took half. He ate half. That's Trump. Everybody knows Trump is fundamentally a thief and in very, very bad faith. So here he stiffs people. And a lot of lawyers will say, okay, I want it up front. I want money in my bank account and you can't get it back and he won't do it. And what happened was, you see, you may remember there's a guy named Butch Bowers from South Carolina, and a couple of guys were going to be his lawyers. And at the end, Trump, I think, offered them $100,000 or $200,000. They wanted $3 million. They wanted $3 million. They were going to put their whole law firm on it forever and all this. And it was a high fee. I think it was a little much. But in any event, Trump goes, no. And then suddenly they put out, well, Trump wanted a defense we didn't want. He wanted to say that the election was fraudulent. We didn't want to say that. Maybe there's a little bit of that. But I'll tell you what a lot of it was, is Trump's word is no good. Trump isn't good for the money. Trump is not only cheap, Trump is a thief and he won't pay you. So they finally get this guy Castor and this guy Schoen, and I'm sure they got some kind of retainer, some small retainer, and they will send him a bill for more. He'll tell them to jump in the lake because they did such a lousy job. And what are they going to do? Sue Trump and blah, blah, blah. But that's what you get. That is what you get. You get a guy like Castor who got up there, and it was painful. I'm watching this thing, critiquing it, and I'm for the impeachment. I'm for the conviction. And even I, or look at it and say, oh my God, Castor, for the Pete's sake. I mean, you don't come right out and say that the Justice Department should go after your guy, that's the correct way to deal with a criminal like this. You don't say that. Okay. You don't say it. And you don't say, I don't know why Nebraska. I think there was a case there a long time ago that he like Nebraska, you know, some special judicial acumen on the part of Nebraska. I mean, I like Nebraska. I have cousins in Nebraska, but you know, that's a nutty thing to say. You wouldn't say that about New York or California or Texas or Florida. I mean, and then some of the other stuff, you know, you recite a poem. I think it was Longfellow or something. And why not on the shores of Gitche Gumee by a shiny, you know, why not Gitche Gumee this thing? I mean, that's exactly what he did, because they weren't lazy. They got retained over the weekend because he stiffed the prior lawyer. So to Dick of Madison's point, you're right. It was a terrible performance. And that fundamentally is one of the bases of the performance. That is, the performance is from bad lawyers who at the very end were desperate for work and they knew he'd cheat them, but at least they'd get something out of it. But people who are really experienced are not going to sign on to that kind of thing. And they're not going to have a guy also second guess them. You know, there's the old thing about in a garage, it says oil change $10. If you watch $20, if you help $100. Okay. In other words, they don't want Trump helping in this defense. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that